point, Colin.
Okay, let's move on. We have Eric from Texas. He sent in a question. Actually, we want to use this as a basis for the remainder of the show, talking about Airstream construction. We got some nice pictures that Airstream provide with us that they used in actual training. Some cutaways of the Airstream walls and the showing the sea channels and the, how the inside is constructed. And we want to go over that a little bit. But first, we'll go ahead and play Eric's question. And it's about how to remove the shell to do a body-off restoration. We'll pick it up from there, and we'll try to get into pretty good detail on the construction of the vintage units, and we'll hit on the modern traders as well.
Yes, my name is Eric. I'm in Bastrop, Texas. I have purchased my first Airstream. It's a 1959 Overlander vintage. First of all, the show really rocks, and my question is, more and more of us newbies are going to do a full restore on the chassis. In previous shows, seems to be something frowned upon, but I was wondering if we could get Colin to discuss in detail removing the shell and putting it back successfully. In my case, my chassis is about 90%, 80 to 90% rusted through. And I was wondering if that's something that he would want to share with us. Also, I would like to thank all the forums and websites out there for all the information that's available. Thank you very much, and I'll be listening.
Okay, let's talk about the trailer in general. What are the big parts of that make up a trailer?
Well, again, it all boils down to vintage. They all look the same or very similar on the outside, being aluminum shelled with a steel chassis and a wood floor, basically. I'm not sure where the break came. I suspect somewhere in the 80s. But everything before that, they had main sort of ribs or hoops that went from the floor all the way up over the top of the trailer and then down to the other floor. And then there was a string of those together, every couple feet or so, and then, of course, covered with the Alclad aluminum skin on the outside, and then insulated, and then another skin on the inside, which created the a portion of the main structure of the trailer. Of course, it sits on top of a floor, which is bolted to a chassis, and the combination of the chassis, the floor, and that aluminum structure above, which is in effect stress skin structure, creates the complete semi-monocoque construction of the trailer itself.
So if we look at it this way, you have are we going to say frame and chassis, is that the same? Are those interchangeable?
Yes.
Okay. So you have the frame, which is the main, that's that of steel, that's like the bottom part of the trailer that the axle is tied to. And then on top of that, we're going to go with a sheet of 3/4-inch plywood. Is that what it is?
Well, it depends on the vintage again, but
okay,
the earlier ones had 5/8.
Okay.
And then in early, well, depending on the trailer length and vintage, but they went to 3/4. And as far as I know, I think they may be back to 5/8 again.
Okay, so then the wood floor attaches to the frame with bolts throughout.
Yep.
And on the vintage videos there, they show them bolting through and then actually bending the bottom of the bolt to keep the nut in place. So, and then on
elevator bolts.
Elevator bolts, okay. And then on the perimeter, we're going to put, what, the C channel? Is that going to be bolted through to the frame as well, through the plywood and then into the frame?
It is, but it's only bolted to the frame on the ends of the outriggers, and there's an outrigger every couple of feet. It's also bolted through the plywood, but it's not actually connecting to the frame in much of it. So it's really, there's, I guess, depending on the length of the trailer, maybe a dozen points down either side that it actually connects, the upper body actually connects to the frame.
Okay, and then, go ahead, Rob.
Colin, when he's saying that 80-90% of his chassis is gone, he's probably talking about his outriggers mainly too, right?
Yep.
And that's what's actually all the way around this outside, like Colin said, holding that trailer down.
So an outrigger is the part that connects to the main frame rails, and then it comes out, and it's made with the basic.